Now, the Egyptian market for live Irish cattle is finally open again after a 25-year hiatus. The shipment of live cattle to Egypt stopped in 1997. That was after the BSE crisis, but it's going to be starting again in the next few days. And to tell us more, I'm joined by Adam Woods, who's beef and suckler editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Adam Woods, good morning.
Good morning, Anya.
How did this come about, the reopening of the Egyptian market?
Yes, so as you said, there's been a 25-year break, and following a trade mission in 2020 from the Department of Agriculture and Board BIA, they met some customers out there. There were a number of health certs issued to go to Egypt with live animals, and a contract from a private, I would say, customer in Egypt was issued in the last couple of months. We understand that contract is for 4,000 bulls, and the first 1,500 will move this weekend, and the rest will move over the next couple of months.
So 1,500 to move out of those 4,000 this weekend. It's always been an issue, though, and a controversy, hasn't it, the issue of live cattle exports because of concerns about animal welfare. How are they being addressed?
Yeah, I suppose in terms of 1,500, that's quite low in terms of international standards. That's a small boatload of animals. Department of Agriculture vets are currently inspecting those animals at a quarantine facility and make sure that they're fit to travel, that they're healthy. A vet will travel with those animals on a boat to Egypt. It's a 10-day journey, so it's really important that animal welfare is high on the agenda. And look, we've some of the strictest animal welfare laws in the world as regards live exports. So it's very, very, very important that those animals arrive in Egypt healthy and well, because we want those customers, I guess, to buy again. So it's in everybody's interest that welfare and health are at the top of the agenda.
But we've seen before, again, haven't there been issues, not just with, if you like, the health and safety of the animals in transit, but what happens when they arrive in their destination country?
Yeah, I guess Board BIA and the Department of Agriculture would have worked very closely with the customers, and you would expect that on a one-to-one basis, that's very high on the agenda in terms of animal welfare once they reach Egypt. That was part of that trade mission in terms of those customers and talking to those customers as regards what happens to those animals once they get into Egypt.
And what kind of cattle are sent for live export, and what's the value of this trade to Irish agriculture, given that, you know, farmers have managed to do without it for 25 years?
Yeah, I guess it's really important in terms of there's 100 million people, 100 million consumers in Egypt in terms of looking for beef and for dairy products. They're not sufficient. We're well over sufficient. We only consume 10% of the beef that we produce. So any market that opens up like that is really, really important. And you're talking about in terms of value, in terms of 3.2 million, in terms of animal value, we'll say heading over to that. It's an important market to open up. The majority of the animals are dairy cross, in terms of Aberdeen Angus or Herefords. They're upwards of around 400 kilos. But any market like that opens up and that Ireland gets its foot in the door is really important going into the future in terms of opening up new markets all the time.
And is it useful in terms of the plans? You know, there's a lot of discussion about reducing the size of the national herd. There's a lot of concern about the cost of feed for cattle over the winter. So is it an important valve, if you like, for Irish farmers in that way?
Yeah, absolutely. If we increase live exports, we reduce the amount of animals here that we, I suppose, produce for beef. So that increases demand from factories. So it's a good news story for Irish farmers. And in terms of, I guess, looking to these other countries, they're actually a little bit concerned. That's why we've got a lot of inquiries over the last few months about live exports to North Africa and the Middle East. And that's around food security. And some of these countries are starting to get a little bit worried about food security in terms of feeding their own people. And that's what has led to the inquiries to Ireland in terms of live exports. There are also other important markets there. Libya, in terms of animals, it has increased over the last couple of months, and also the Lebanon. So all those countries are very, very important. And it's important for Ireland to put its best foot forward when we're live exporting them.
So the numbers could be a lot higher than 4,000 soon, in your view?
Yeah, in terms of, if we look at live exports for 2022, we're up 11%. We're up about 20,000 animals. We've exported about 220,000 animals in 2022, and we expect that to grow a little bit more towards the back end of the year. Traditionally, weanlings get exported towards the autumn time of the year, so we're expecting that to grow more. Yeah, I'd say if this consignment is successful and people are happy with it, there is potential there to grow that market more.
Okay, thanks for talking to us this morning. That's Adam Woods there from the Irish Farmers Journal.